The governor's budget would more than quadruple the tax per barrel of beer sold in Washington state from $4.78 to $20.28 for the small breweries. Currently, these small brewers are exempt from the tax. The House proposal wouldn't hit the small brewers quite as hard, but the tax paid per barrel would still be doubled. How would these proposed plans affect microbrew businesses and consumers? Well, according to the president of the Washington Brewers Guild, quite a bit. Heather McClung is the president of the Brewers Guild and co-founder of the Seattle brewery, Schooner Exact. Heather, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
Hey, thank you for having us.
So the governor is proposing raising a tax, but he's proposing ending an exemption for you folks at the small breweries. Why do you think you're entitled to an exemption?
Well, just to clarify things, this excise tax is on top of just the normal B&O taxes that every small business pays.
Right.
And we currently pay an excise tax of $4.78, and so we just have an exemption from the temporary tax hike of $15.50 a gallon.
Right. So why do you think you should be exempt from that?
Well, the makeup of small breweries in Washington State is unique. We have a lot of small nano breweries are on the rise and micro breweries. We're a lot different than some of our neighboring states. And overall, there were 4 million barrels of beer sold in Washington in 2012, and 1 million of those were attributed to craft brewery sales. And of that 1 million, all of Washington state producers were about 300,000. And so we're talking about a very small piece of the overall beer sales in Washington. And so is it really worth the return of 300,000 barrels of additional beer tax to completely devastate a growing industry that's
let's focus in on that. Why do you say it would devastate the microbrew industry?
Well, with our keg prices now, it would make it so that we would have to increase them. And if you have a tax on the producer level, it has to be go through the distribution chain, and at each point along the distribution chain, it gets marked up to the distributor or the retailer's preference. And so the end result to the consumer is that it is going to be an additional quarter to a dollar in price that they would have to pay at their local tavern.
So if I go in for a brew from a small brewery in our state, I might be paying a quarter or a dollar more per pint?
Yeah, depending on all of those variables. Because
sure.
As producers, we can't control the supply chain.
Right. And we don't even know what the final bill will be. There's a couple of different variations that would increase
exactly.
The taxes on your field. Now, you know, when I go buy a craft brew, I see the standard giant brewery beers on the menu. They cost less. I know I'm going to pay a bit more for a craft brew. Why do you think your customers won't just pony up and pay that?
Well, definitely some of them will be able to get behind it, saying, all right, well, I'm going to pay my 50 cents more for education. But the sad part to that is that the state really still only gets their 6 cents, whereas the consumer ends up paying 50. So it is rather unfair for the state and for microbreweries who not everyone is going to be able to support that extra cost. And so we'll see some transition out of the market entirely to...
Yeah. What do you mean transition? What do you mean transition? Would you be able to stay in business, for example, at your brewery, Schooner Exact?
Well, we certainly hope so. But I tell you, we might start considering other methods of distribution. It would cost us the same in excise tax to sell 1,000 barrels of beer in Washington as it would be to sell 9,000 barrels of beer in Oregon. Same amount of sales of excise tax. So that's an incentive for every craft brewer in Washington to send their beer someplace else, which is totally devastating to Washington consumers because we live in like a beer destination city or state. Our hops are grown here. Our ingredients are grown here. Our equipment is manufactured here. It's all local economies.
Now, we have these two proposals. Two out of the three proposals would increase the taxes on you in the micro beer business. So obviously, there are some lawmakers in Olympia who think that this can happen. I know you're in the process of starting to lobby on this. What's your sense? Are you going to be able to change this and retain your exemption?
Well, that remains to be seen. We've had a lot of encouraging small steps. We actually were able to have a meeting with the governor himself for a period of time, and that was a nice exchange of ideas and perspectives with his office and him.
Did you bring a couple of growlers with you?
We didn't. Maybe we should have. Maybe that made it, go a little bit better.
Could not have hurt.
Yes, for sure. With the House proposal, the thing that is kind of a little bit concerning to us is not the fact, we appreciate the fact that they have a reduced rate of tax, for sure. Thank you. But the part that is concerning is, why are they lessening the rate for the big breweries and still expanding it into the small breweries? It doesn't seem to make sense, because that would reduce the amount of revenue that they would really be getting. And so logically, it's a bit of a puzzle to us why we're even being looped into it at all.
Heather McClung, we're going to have to leave it there for now, but thank you so much for taking the time. Heather McClung is the co-founder of the Seattle Brewery Schooner Exact and president of the Washington Brewers Guild, and they are very much up in arms about the taxes that might go up on the small breweries. As you heard her say, she thinks that would have a devastating impact on her business.